by the way, I just want to follow up on the story David said before the news. He was talking about the monkeys that escaped that were, you know, worked on and they might be angry. I have so many people texting me, isn't that how Planet of the Apes started? Stop it. Stop it. All right. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on a Thursday. He's not always brought on with monkey stories, but, you know, when appropriate. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, and I'll take it.
I know. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you guys had a, this creeps me out, not because it's about monkeys, but because I guess there was some kind of an incident at the Tryon Branch Library. That's the library branch I go to. So what happened? And I'll tell you afterwards why this creeps me out, but what happened?
Well, it was last Thursday night, officers responded to a robbery of two individuals near that library. Five juveniles approached a male and a female at the park and demanded property. They proceeded to jump the male and physically restrain the female. So there was some property taken, and a description was quickly put out to officers when the call was made, and they were able to locate the individuals, all of them, near 9th Avenue and Underwood. So they were positively identified and charged in that crime.
Okay, so it was not with weapons, but 5 versus 2, and anybody who's being robbed. I mean, that's a problem, but do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so the reason it creeps me out is because I am forever in my brain, whenever I go to the Tryon Branch Library, which is the branch I usually go to, I always think about that being the place where the Bonnie and Clyde years ago carjacked that lady and stole her car and drove her to Santa Rosa County. And I know that any place can be a location of problems, but, and, you know, I conceal carry, so, but I always think about that, you know, like that's the location. That's not a high crime location typically, though. It's just has had a couple of incidents, right?
Yeah, no, it's not a high crime location at all. And like you said, crime can happen anywhere. That's why we always want people to have their head on a swivel and look and be aware of their surroundings and things like that. And this wasn't just a single person. It was two people approached by five. So, we don't have a huge problem up around that library at all.
Man, just some of these stories are so crazy to me. Okay, Halloween was last Thursday, and it seems like things generally went well, but I had heard that maybe something happened downtown. There was a fracas, a fight, something at a bar. Do you know anything about that?
We had a large disturbance near Government and Jefferson Halloween night, and there were several fights that broke out. We had a large police response to that. In fact, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office backed us up on that. We do appreciate that, as always. We made a total of 7 arrests, I believe, there for a fray and battery on law enforcement officer.
Oh, okay. So people were fighting back against you guys trying to break it up.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I hate to bring businesses into it, but, you know, I have to ask the question because I know it's what people wonder. That's Seville. That's Thursday. That's the 18-year-old night. Related or unrelated?
It could be. We have a lot of problems on Thursday nights at times, and most of those at times are on when that Thursday falls on a holiday. Now, that's something that we're perfectly aware of. We know we've had issues in the past, and the command staff, and namely Captain Coverdale of the patrol division, is very aware of this, and he's taking steps to look into the next one, which would be Thanksgiving, to make sure things like that don't happen. So it is a situation that we're aware of. And again, I'm not going to name any businesses as well, because we don't know. When people consume alcohol, and there's a lot of bars downtown, we have problems at some. And anytime you have alcohol, sooner or later there's going to be issues. But we can't say that it's coming from one particular location.
Okay. I mean, do we – again, because this is what people will wonder, I mean – is it military kids? Is it not military kids? Has the base gotten involved? Do we know anything? Am I leaping to conclusions? I'm just asking because I want to understand what's happening.
No, I'm not aware of any issues with the military. No.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. So that I'll take that. That's good news. You kind of had an interesting thing. You were out of country this last week in Germany, right? But there's a reason.
Yeah, I just got back last night. I used to live over there as a teenager. I spent my high school years over in Mainz and Wiesbaden, Germany. So it's been 40 years, and I decided to go back and see what the place looked like. So it was a great trip. The German people are extremely nice. And what I found out quickly that I didn't realize was most are now speaking English. I think anybody under 40, they're taught that in school now. So there's a lot of English going on. It's a very, very friendly place, very bike friendly. I've never seen a city like this in my life, how friendly it is to bicycles and how they've simply got that figured out over there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And you got to go back and I assume see your like childhood haunts and all that kind of stuff. Was your family military? You said high school. Was your family in the military?
Yeah, my stepfather was a helicopter pilot in the United States Army, so I was a what they call an Army brat.
Yeah.
So my sister and I were over there, and it was great to see the place. I didn't go over there blindly, thanks to Google Earth. I was able to see that my apartment building, my high school, even though it's been rebuilt, all of that was still there. So it's just great to go back over there and take a look.
It is such an interesting thing to go back to places that you've lived decades before and see them. It's especially when you go back to places that you lived in as a kid. They're so small. They seemed so big when you were a kid. Hey, I do have a question, though, about because you were there during the election, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you were in Germany on Tuesday. You tell me, anything, any observations? Were people paying attention? Were they surprised? I mean, you're literally the first person I've talked to who is out of country with an international perspective.
Well, I can tell you the night before I met a gentleman who turned out it was weird because we began talking and I found out that he was a spokesperson, a PAO in the German Army. And then we talked further and I found out quickly he had a smile on his face when I told him where I was from. He has a daughter that lives here in Pensacola up near Cantonment. So
what a deal,
it's a small world. But that just blew my mind. But, you know, talking to him and others in that area, they are very concerned about the strength of the United States and NATO and things like that. So, they did have a specific candidate that they would like to see win, and they were very much paying attention over there. Absolutely.
One of the things I worked in England for a little while, and one of the things I learned about Europe being over there is they pay way more attention to what happens in the United States than Americans pay to Europe. they know our politics. They know the big issues and personalities, and they are far more informed about us than we are about them. Was that your experience?
Yes, I would agree with that totally, yes.
Yeah, all right. We always like to end with a bit of a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yes, I do. And this one actually came up. The rumor was that if you're drinking someplace and you're not sure whether you can drive or not, that you can call the Pensacola Police Department and an officer will come down and give you a breath test on the spot to check to see if you're okay to drive. No.
But why not, though?
So that's not going to happen. Well, imagine the liability if we did that. And then you say, wow, I'm about six or eight beers short. I can go back in and have some more. And then you go out and drive and hurt someone. So that's something that we have never done. I don't know of anybody that's ever done anything like that. You know, they sell these breath test things on, you can get them just about anywhere. Whether they're accurate or not, I don't know. But that is something that the police department does not do. And I don't know of any department that does anything like that.
It feels like a very ripe commercial opportunity that somebody could come in with the, like, mobile DUI vending machine cart or something, and they could roll around, you know, downtown and blow here, drive there, and then you guys could always be like waiting to see which ones, you know, blow red instead of green or something like that, and follow them to their car. You know, I mean, I don't know. Just it seems like a chance for people to make money. If not, you know, since the police are obviously not going to do it for all the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah, but then how accurate is it? Because our machines, our breath test machines, are tested for accuracy. They're very delicate machines. They have to be taken care of properly, which they are. So these things that you get commercially, I just no way that I could trust anything like that.
Well, let's just say that a drunk and his money is often easily separated. So Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I know you're glad to be back in America. It's good to have you back, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.